segment, we've got Ray Nadler Olmec coming in. She heads up FluorideFreeAustin.com, fighting the city council that gets the lobbying money from these chemical companies to take the byproducts of the petrochemical industry and the fertilizer industry, the aluminum purification industry, and dumps it right in our water supply. And we're talking to a Ph.D. doctor of chemistry and biology, Dr. Neil Carman. Doc, is there a particular way for people to read your research or a website people can find out more about you, or is the best place just FluorideFreeAustin.com?
Well, Dr. Paul Conant in New York has a great website, fluoridealert.org, and he has a list of over 2,535 professionals, PhDs, medical doctors, dentists, nurses, and other
neurologists
who have signed on to this professional statement calling for an end to fluoridation in the United States. Because in Europe, there is virtually no fluoridation. They determined over there, based on medical toxicology and health studies, that this is not good to be doing to the public.
And it weakens teeth. I mean, my dad's a dentist and didn't believe me, and over the years I gave him documents, and he now agrees I'm right.
Yes, yes. So actually, the U.S. is the primary country in the world where fluoridation is commonly practiced.
Well, look, I was never a hypochondriac. I got sick like twice a year. I could have a broken collarbone and not want to go to the doctor. So I wasn't imagining it. I would brush my teeth real good because my daddy was a dentist. And I always remember laying down on the couch and having a headache to where I almost got to where I didn't like to brush my teeth until I was finally about 16, 17, and I figured I could go to the store and buy Tom's of Maine without it. I figured out, before I ever heard of this, that fluoride was giving me headaches.
Well, and actually, every toothpaste container that has fluoride in it in the U.S. is required to have a toxic warning label that if a child ingests too much of this, they are supposed to call the Poison Control Center. Now, 20, 25 years ago, there was actually a skull and crossbones warning label on every toothpaste and box of toothpaste because of the fluoride that they've added. So the toothpaste is a big issue because already children are getting dosed every time they, you know, brush their teeth. They're getting some fluoride. They're ingesting
a lot. They say if you get a pea-sized amount, most kids swallow that much, call poison control immediately. The kids don't. They eat the toothpaste, go collapse on the couch, and I've seen the studies about IQ reduction. I mean, it's a fact. Then they make jokes about it, kind of like now I say mercury's bad for you, and they go, no, I saw the news, it's good. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a chemist. You're somebody who studied biology. You're a scientist. Is mercury good for the brain?
I don't think so. I haven't seen evidence that I, you know, subscribe to that mercury has any health benefits to the body.
Well, under an electron microscope from the University of Calgary, we've shown, in fact, I want to show people that. Google electron microscope video, mercury brain tissue, and this is monkey brain tissue, and it's the only heavy metal they found that causes an electrochemical almost explosion chain reaction. Normal plaques, it just builds up as a plaque and only kills what it touches, but this causes an electrochemical short circuit.
Right, I've seen that. It's very, it looks very well done because it shows the neuron shrinking away from the mercury.
But maybe you haven't had enough mercury, Doc. Maybe that's why you think it's bad. Maybe if you'd eat more, you could join the rest of the normal people that can hardly talk now. Have you seen how a lot of adults can hardly talk now? Maybe you need more mercury and fluoride, Doc.
Well, we've known actually if you study biochemistry like I took, you know, a long time ago, one of the classic ways to basically kill protein function is with heavy metals like lead and mercury. So we've known for a long time that these toxic metals are very bad for biological systems.
Dr. Carman, everybody knows mercury's good. That's why they give it to kids. That's why they have mercury bottles at the Whole Foods. If you go there in the vitamin section, it's vitamin M.
Well, I disagree. I think mercury is extremely harmful. We've seen studies where a single gram of mercury, which is about the size of a grain of rice, will contaminate a 20-acre lake so that the fish are too toxic with methylmercury concentrations to eat.
But wait, the government says it's good. Why don't you just trust them and be a patriot? I mean, you know, I think I should just drink mercury on air and prove to everybody this is nutritious and good. You know what? This is extreme. We're going to come back more and talk about these people that don't think we should be drinking sodium fluoride.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ray Nadler Olnick, who heads up fluoridefreeaustin.com, is now joining us in studio with Dr. Neil Carman, who I have been bringing up a lot of points with, but I want to give him a few minutes before we go to her and then get her take on this as she's fighting it in Austin and around the country. And certainly people should contact her there if you want to get involved with Fluoride Free Austin, because I would like to have to, you know, we have great aquifer water here, and I'd like to not have to be drinking water that I have shipped in from Arkansas or water that I drink out of my Big Berkey, because even with that, even with the Big Berkey, it only cuts out 95% or so. That's why we now use the Ecola Blue. And speak of the devil, I had them set up for a five-minute interview weeks ago, not knowing it coincided right for when they were on. So it's not being done on purpose where I'm here exposing fluoride and then talking about the one way to make sure you're not drinking it, atmospheric water generators. So that's coming up in a moment. But, sir, you were talking about Google Earth during the break and zooming in on these mines where the byproduct are all these different things, not just the fluoride type chemicals that are being put in our water supply, and other points that need to be made.
Yes, there's a county in Florida where a group of these plants that Mosaic and several other companies operate. It's Polk County, near the cities, small cities called let's see, one is Bartow and also Mulberry. And right around those cities, you see these large strip mining operations for the phosphate rock, and that's where the phosphate fertilizer manufacturing plants are located. And then you can also see large waste piles of the phosphogypsum that's too contaminated with the radionuclides, uranium and thorium, they don't know what to do with it. The state of Florida, the EPA, these companies, it's too toxic to sell anywhere. But you can go on Google Earth and see these large strip mining operations and huge waste piles. I mean, it looks like small mountains, literally, of the phosphogypsum waste. And that's where this waste product, this industrial hazardous waste containing fluoride, is coming from these manufacturing plants.
So we shouldn't say they're putting fluoride in our water. That's a cover term. That's bad enough. They're putting the toxic waste in our water.
Right, right. I mean, this is not naturally occurring fluoride. This is an industrial toxic fluoride waste product from the phosphate fertilizer manufacturing sector. There's a few other industries where they generate some fluorides as well, from copper smelting and aluminum smelting and the steel industry. So there can be other sources of this fluoride as well.
Amazing. What do we do about this? You guys did a tour there. We heard about it and kind of came in under your wing. We appreciate you guys contacting us and the work you're doing. If we just get more Austinites or more people listening in upstate New York or Chicago or California right now, we have listeners all over the country. We have over 80 affiliates, XM Radio listening right now. This is really toxic waste. You guys are finding if more people would stand up. The majority of the EPA scientists I know signed letters. We've had their head on saying this is toxic waste. The government doesn't like this. The people that actually work in the government know it's bad. How do we end this? And then tell us about the tour, and we'll get some comments from Ray Nadler Olnick. Ray
has been speaking to the city council, so she should talk about that.
Yeah, tell us about solutions.
Yes, actually, my idea came from you.
Oh, really?
Well,
we're spurring people to take it. I didn't know that.
It partly came from Joyce Rowley, and it partly came earlier from circumstances, which we can go back to if you want. But basically, the idea of fluoride had entered my mind. I had heard you talking about it more and more on the radio, and I listened to you every day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Faithfully. And one day last fall, a man called in from another state. I think it was Pennsylvania. He was not a Texan. And he said, I've been trying to wake the people up around me to fluoride, and they just aren't listening to me. They dismiss it. They shrug it off. What should I do? And you said, among other things, you said, get active, go to City Hall, become known as the guy who talks about fluoride every week. And you had other suggestions too, like start a radio program, advertise filters, water filters, and as a way to fund yourself. But
exactly, that way you're helping people and funding yourself. It's symbiotic.
But it is. But what really struck me was, bingo, I can do that. I have the time flexibility to do that. And I studied. I was a total political virgin. I will have to say I have never lifted a finger in activism before, although I have given money to all my favorite broadcasters, including you.
But there you go, the 600 into the valley.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, I studied it a little, and I came to realize that they had this citizen communication at noon when most people can't come. This is for communications.
Yeah, it used to be at night. But now they've made it so hard. Got to sign up a week before.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Oh, now it actually will be 1 year.
It's 2 weeks.
20 years, Bob. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
They don't want to hear from you.
I had been under the impression it was evenings, too.
I guess they keep changing it.
Well, this is for items that are not on the, on the agenda.
So what you do is scan the agenda. Anything on water-related, you can come in.
You're right. And I have
and anything that's related to the environment.
See
the,
yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, we have just started talking before the environmental board in a similar way. That suggestion came to me from Neil and also from Paul Robbins, who is a very well-known activist in Austin, in fact, the editor of the Austin Environmental
Directory.
And he had that idea, so now I'm going to be doing it not only on council meetings, but also...
And what we need is more people like you.
We're going to try to get that, and in fact, on this program, people who are interested will hear about it.
And don't let them stop you. I mean, pretty soon they're just going to get rid of it altogether, but then you just go speak on items, and you just go check each week what the agenda is. But go sign up, take your lunch off, take a bag lunch and eat it while you're driving down there, and go let these creatures know that you don't want this poison in the water. I mean, it's not our opinion. A fish can't live in it.
I know that.
Well, I mean, no, I know you know, but the listeners, new listeners, don't know.
Yeah, what we were told yesterday on the tour, as Ray saw, is that all the city has to do is turn the little tap off where the hydrofluoric acid is coming out, or hydrofluorosilicic acid. And so Ray might want to point that out, too. I mean, that was quite amazing that the city said all they have to do is just turn it off and stop it.
Well, there's laws against forced medication, and they say they're doing it for our teeth, and all the studies say it makes them fracture and gives you dental fluorosis. So, and now the American Dental Association, as you know, 2 years ago began recommending children not brush their teeth with it. I mean, even the Dental Association says it's bad, but we can't get these bastards to take it out of our water.
Well,
They
also said, the Centers for Disease Control and the American Dental Association, that fluoridated water should not be used to make up infant formula. Mothers haven't been warned. They didn't really make that widely public.
Well, it's your activities, everybody else taking action. We're having victories here. But I'm going to shut up because we got a guest popping in with you on the same subject in the next segment. And we're keeping till 40 after. Then Gary Tallis, been vindicated, 9/11 truther, been slandered by Fox News, is coming on. But that's a separate issue at the end of the show. Tell us about what happened at this tour. My guys were there, but they had to turn their cameras off for national security. Tell us how you got in, what happened, how important this was.
Well, a month ago I decided that it would be a good idea to request a tour from the city, so they agreed, and then I said that other people would like to join the tour. I thought it would be a great educational opportunity for people to see how the water purification plant works for the city and where they're adding the fluoride, and to hear this straight from them. And so we toured most of the plant, and when we came to this containment building where they have two hydrofluorosilicic acid storage tanks, several thousand gallons in size, that building, I mean, it's a containment building, so if there's a leak, everything is contained in there. But it's obvious the doors are labeled that this is a highly toxic, corrosive, acidic material, and they've got a shower in there in case you get exposed, and you could see some signs of corrosion to some of the paint and materials where there's probably been some vapor leak, because this is such a corrosive material. In fact, where the tanker truck comes in and unloads the liquid hydrofluorosilicic acid into the pipes to fill the tanks, you could see where there had been leaks, and the concrete was corroded on the ground. It was kind of eaten away where a few drops of this stuff have gotten down. So, and on all the lines that the city has there, the lines containing this chemical are all specially colored and labeled that this has fluoride in it.
Well, I just want to point out that we drilled a well on our family property in East Texas into the Kichai level. That's 600 feet down. It's a little aquifer. And I have family that runs the local water district. They work there. And they're at the plant. It's my uncle's wife's brother. But the point is, he said it's the purest, best water, aquifer water, and they make them add all these chemicals under federal law. He thought it was some mandate. But the issue is, Austin has great aquifer water. There's no reason to be doing any of this, adding chlorine, any of it. I mean, that's a whole nother subject. I mean, if you've got aquifer water and you're not drinking out of some toxic reservoir that's got sewage in it, like Dallas or something, why on earth would you put anything in the best water there is?
Well, they definitely talked about the different treatment chemicals that they're adding, but our tour was more focused on the fluoride. But they went through the water treatment and purification process, the filtration process. So it was very interesting. I think we learned a great deal, but we could see, from our own eyes, that they're doing this fluoridation. actively there. They're putting so many gallons in, you know, a day, and they have to keep buying this chemical product. But if people, you know, wanted this stopped by, you know, calling, emailing the mayor and the city council, going down to speak, the city could easily turn it off and probably save $1 million a year.
That's right. That's the other point. I've seen the studies. This is toxic waste these mining companies would have to pay to get rid of. Instead, they make us buy it. What schmucks. Stay there. Let's talk more about taking action against this when we get back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó.
All right, we're going to come back to our guest in the next segment. And I didn't mean to have this guest on today, when they were on, but it dovetails together perfectly. Tyler Palmer, for this quick segment, he's the developer and one of the owners of ColaBlue.com, atmospheric water generators. And I was telling my guest, hey, I've got in the middle of our interview, have somebody on to talk about water filtration. And the doc was saying, well, you know, even filters only cut some of it out. And I said, no, this is atmospheric water generator. It's grabbing it out of the air, then putting it through reverse osmosis, carbon filters, you name it. But it is good to have Tyler Palmer on with us. Tyler, perfect day to have you on. We're talking about forced fluoridation of the water supply with folks here in Austin.
Yeah, Alex, it's a fascinating show, and I'm glad to be here. It's correct that people would need very expensive ultrafiltration, if not reverse osmosis systems. The price is in $10,000 to $20,000 to be able to get fluoride out of the drinking water. Fortunately, we have our atmospheric water generator, which condenses the humidity in the air and filters the water and delivers about as pure water as
you can get. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have children, so I looked into this. And a big Berkey reduces it. Cuts a lot of it out. Reverse osmosis, 90-something percent, because fluoride's so little, it stays in the water. It's just perfect for this. But if it's out of the air, there is almost no fluoride in the air. There's some trace amounts because it's sprayed on lawns and blowing around. Explain that to people and tell folks about the ColaBlue system.
Yeah, that's right. The molecular weight of fluorosilicic acid is about 144.08. Atomic mass unit. So it's actually very small. Most ultrafiltration systems cut off at about 1,000 AMUs.
Yeah, the doc is nodding his head. Doc, you're saying that Tyler Palmer's right?
Yes, on the molecular weight, yes.
So it's very hard for regular filters to cut this out?
It's a very small molecule.
Yes. And so it's sneaky. It gets in places. It sticks to things. It's got a very low pH, about 1.2, if not lower. That's, I think, lower than stomach acid. So it's just not a very pleasant thing to have in your water and or to have to deal with. So
yeah, the bottom line way to cut this out is the ColaBlue system, and I can't think of a better time to be promoting this for listeners. The website is ColaBlue.com. We'll put it up on screen. www.ecolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. Tyler, the reason we've got you up today is because you've got a new special you're offering folks. Tell them about what you're offering.
That's right. We have we call it the Emergency Hurricane and New World Order Prepared Special. And for $1,351, you get a new ColaBlue Model 28, and those are the new machines. They have a very neat redesigned LCD screen with a stainless steel tank, lower storage tank, with an additional UV light in that storage tank.
And you get a 6.5 HP 2,800 watt max watts rated electric governor. For only $1, that's a $375 value. What does that do with the machine?
Well, that will power the machine in the event that your power goes off in an emergency. You can power the machine, and it has a surplus energy so that you can charge flashlights and you know, run your refrigerator or something to that effect. Charge up your car, or, you know, whatever you need.
So this is have your water off the grid, and so how much off is this in this special? Looks like the biggest special you've ever offered off the regular price.
Well, the price is the same. It's the regular price, but since we're selling a generator for $1, a $375 generator, that's the equivalent of basically below $1,000 for the 28.
Yeah, so we're talking 25% off or so, roughly. That's just an amazing deal. ColaBlue.com. We give folks the toll-free number, 800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. Folks, if you love your children especially, start getting them water you can trust. And the one place you really know you can trust it from is Ecola Blue, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043. Tyler, how long does this special run?
It runs until next Friday, the 26th, and the promo code is InfoWars. So,
gotta say InfoWars.
Yeah.
Tyler, great hearing from you. 800-691-6043. It's running for 1 week. Get your Ecola Blue today and your free generator, or it's
$1.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Coming up, I'm going to engage in a big news blitz, an acquittal in Laura Bush case, heckling case, United Press International. We'll talk about that coming up. But right now, going back to Dr. Neil Carman, anti-fluoride activist here in Austin, Texas, anti-fluoridation activist, and Ray Nadler Olnick. Okay, so we're fighting it here in Austin. It's the same thing all over the country. And you got all these environmentalists. And again, environmentalism has all this reasonable, smart stuff, like let's not poison the environment, let's not have pollution, let's not toxify ourselves. But it seems like the Austin City Council only wants to grab people's property for environmental preserves and later build skyscrapers on it. So really they're just, you know, want to be realtors like Kirk Watson is now, the big realtor here in town. This is a real environmental issue for the environment, the birds, the bees, the plants, human beings. So this is something affecting everybody with the fluoridation. And you were telling me, Doc, you guys saw where the fluoride, or what they call fluoride, this witch's brew was going in.
Yes, they had one of the units, one of the storage tanks still had a small amount of fluoride in it. They were expecting another shipment very soon from Florida, and so the pump was actively pumping a small amount of fluoride, putting it into the water, mixing it there. They explained the whole process.
Lovingly mixing it, though.
Right, we got to see the whole thing. And so, I mean, the city is spending a lot of money a year. They just renewed the contract.
Yes. The city had a contract of which I had the cover page, but I didn't have the entire contract. And I was getting information off of the cover page, which gave some summaries. They had a contract that was set to run from March 08 through March 2010 with three optional one-year extensions. And the amount of money that it was to cost was approximately $600,000 a year.
Wow.
Now, this past March, they suddenly renewed that contract. They canceled that contract and issued a new one, which is apparently legal. There must be something written into the contract that allows that to happen. And in fact, I have now requested through Freedom of Information both contracts, the old.
And we don't know if it's more or less.
It's way more. What they did, they issued a new one for an amount of approximately $700,000 for. This one runs from 09 to 2011. And
is that $700,000 a year?
A year. And then the three extensions that they're locked into, presumably, are $910,000 a year for the next 3 years. That would be starting
so we
in
mean
2011.
Millions and millions of dollars. And they admit this is the toxic waste of fertilizer production, aluminum purification, and nuclear weapons production, and they would have to pay to put this in mine shafts in Utah or Nevada. Instead, they have us pay to drink it.
Yes.
You know it's not going to go down. And in fact, I subpoenaed some documents. And
wow, you're really getting busy.
I am getting busy. This is all new to me, and I'm learning as I go. And the reason given for this by Lucier was that their own supplier, which is Mosaic, the actual manufacturer, had suddenly doubled their price. Just overnight, they doubled it. So Lucier was kindly going to pass on a little less of that cost. They wanted an increase in 37%.
So everybody else is losing their jobs or taking pay cuts. The economy's imploding, and they're going, hey, we got some toxic waste. Hey, the suckers in Austin and every other city, we're doubling. How about triple? How about we all sell our houses and become homeless, and we'll pay $10 billion for the toxic waste? See, it's just like with the banks, how we're paying them $14.8 trillion of our money to go loot the world, and then we pay interest on the money that taxpayers are going to pay. I mean, who comes up with these diabolical frauds?
Well, and we don't even know the total cost of the program. That's just the chemical purchasing cost from the company in Florida for the toxic industrial fertilizer waste. But there's got to be some...
The building, the storage, the shipping, the insurance.
And so forth, yes. It has to be very expensive. I mean, we figure it's got to be over $1 million a year. This is some estimates we've seen from other cities around the country where the cost of the chemical is maybe 50 to 60%. Then these corrosive chemicals eat up your pumps and equipment, so pipes, so they
got to have insurance policies.
Right, right. And the workers have to be very careful. So that was the reason why recently the city of Elgin, which is just northeast of Austin on 290, voted not to continue fluoridation anymore. And so did Alamo Heights on the north side of San Antonio.
Well, yeah, that's the point I was going to make. San Antonio anti-fluoride group has really been one of the biggest in the country. And in closing, we are having victories. We can affect change if people get involved and point out what a ridiculous fraud this is.
Yeah, there's actually over a list of over 212 U.S. cities that have now shot down fluoridation, artificial water fluoridation.
There is a lot of money on the other side. And that is really the sum and substance of it, and people are deep, deep in denial. for instance, the CDC, who can advise against giving fluoride to infants and at the same time insist vehemently that it's one of the 10 greatest public health measures of the 20th century.
That's what I was going to say. How can they say don't give it to infants, it hurts their brains and bone development? That's admitted now, official government. But then when you go in the store, it's give fluoride to your kids. I mean, it's not just that they don't care and are making money. There's a very sick agenda here.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know the neurological effects it has. That's a fact. And, you know, they can make all the Dr. Strangeloves they want making fun of us. I have the reports from major universities. We've read them on air where they knew the University of Texas in the 30s had studies on fluoride and its effects on the brain. And so when you search them, some of the first you find is German studies and U.S. studies at the University of Texas. I don't know if you've seen those, Doc, but it's amazing.
Right. Well, it's because fluoride compounds as a flux for smelting was very, very important to the war effort. Steel and aluminum and uranium all require large amounts of calcium fluoride or sodium fluoride in their process.
And it's cost prohibitive to store it in toxic dumps, so make people drink it. And it makes them sit down and shut up.
Well, they wind up producing a lot of fluoride waste products, and the workers were being harmed. Some of them were actually dying, neighbors. So there were lawsuits being filed in the 1940s.
Tennessee.
The aluminum industry, the steel industry, and governmental agencies said, well, this is a problem. We've got to quash these lawsuits.
Look, I want to have you both back in the next few months as this develops, and please continue your fight. Thank you for your help. Videotape your city council confrontations, because I'm going to make a film about the whole eugenics angles. We have their documents, why they're doing this. You wonder why the public's so passive. The drugs, the entertainment, the GMO foods, all of this is putting people in a very docile state. And, Doctor, I want to thank you for joining us, Dr. Neil Carman. And I want to thank Ray Nadler Olnick, also anti-fluoridation activist, fluoridefreeaustin.com. Volunteers get involved. There's anti-fluoride groups in every major city and in small towns. Just Google the name of your town or city. And if there isn't one in your city, do what this great lady did. Do what Ray did. Start your own group, because she's really starting to make some headway thanks to people that she's collaborating with, like you, Doctor. So okay. I commend you both, and God bless you. And
thank you, Alex.
Get some free Obama deceptions or end games on your way out.
Okay. Thank you
so much.
Thank you much for coming in. Okay, now we've got a real trooper on the line, and I appreciate him holding while I finished up with those guests. We've got a real trooper here. I know Luke Radowski isn't a liar, and the other We Are Changers I know personally aren't liars. They've always told me the truth. They're stand-up people that take death threats, harassment. Police come up and arrest them saying their cameras are machine guns and that their backpacks are bombs, and we know you're not terrorists, but we're going to say you are. I knew they're getting death threats to their family. And I knew that German Talis goes, that's his nickname, was, really getting demonized when I saw this in the news. Gary Talis, again, nickname German Talis. And I remember when this all happened, they said, yeah, we were just walking out, didn't have it on camera because we didn't have our cameras on. We were going to ask questions of Laura Bush at an event. And it turns out a Republican fundraiser in New York Construction, they said, comes over with his daughter in a wheelchair and starts bashing, comes across the street with her, screaming, why are you hitting my daughter? Why are you hitting my daughter? And there were surveillance cameras, and the police wouldn't release them and then said there was no tape, but that they saw Gary beating her savagely, and the Secret Service swore to it. But I believed Gary, and I believed Luke, and I believed the other witnesses. It was a total setup. Then we found out this father is really hooked up, if you know what I mean, really connected in New York, juiced up, as they say, into the power structure. And this was a black op. And Sean Hannity had her on and said, and you could hear somebody whispering, like, say this. And she'd go, so, Sean Hannity, so they attacked you. Hold on. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what I say. Yeah, they did. And then Fox News and New York Post and all of this, and here's UPI today, a Quiggle and Laura Bush heckling case. A New York jury has acquitted 24-year-old man accused of heckling Laura Bush, oh, how dare you, and Jenna Bush, and assaulting a wheelchair-bound teenager and her family. Next they'll say Ahmadinejad did that. I mean, it's just made-up CIA baloney. The New York Post reported Wednesday a Manhattan's criminal court jury acquitted Gary Tallis. Imagine, they said he was going to prison, felonies. But he stood up, he fought back, he said, I'm innocent. And it just goes on from there. So, Gary, in the time we have, they threw the book at you, the Secret Service lied, the cops lied, but you said, look, I don't care what you threaten with me, I'm not plea bargaining, I didn't do this, I was assaulted by them. And I was recapping the story from a year ago. That's correct. He came over to you and was going, don't hit her, don't hit her, don't hit her, and started choking you and attacking. Why are you hurting the girl? Why, you know, I mean, we should do a reenactment of me with a wheelchair going, don't hurt her, don't hurt her. I mean, you know, just they love using things like that. Describe what happened.
It was an adventure, that's all I could say. Basically, I was too strong for this whole psyop. They wanted to give me community service as a plea bargain for just saying, okay, I hit the girl, but I did not hit the dad. I'm just this pathetic weakling that attacks girls. I'm not credible. And that's what they wanted to do to me. But they were actually trying to give me a year in jail, and then they were trying to throw me this plea bargain just so I could say guilty that I hit a girl in the wheelchair, but I did not touch the 300-pound father.
Okay, now describe what the 300-pound goblin did to you.
Well, I was just at the George Bush event. This guy, you know, me being 145 pounds, he's too cowardly enough to face me face to face. He decides to ram his handicapped daughter into my side, into my back, while screaming. Look, he's hitting my daughter at the same time. Simultaneously, he started hitting me back of my head.
All right, back off your phone a bit. You're overdriving. So, I mean, describe the scene. You're there to heckle the Lord. Laura Bush, you're peacefully out there outside, and the witnesses all told me the same thing. He comes across running and screaming, and then you try to get away, and he starts ramming you, screaming, don't attack her. That's accurate.
Something like that. He hit me from the back. He didn't scream in the beginning. He tried to do it in a deceptive manner. He was hiding.
Oh, so it was a sneak attack. Then he started screaming, and okay, I was going from memory. All right,
exactly.
Tell us about the sneak attack.
It was very well coordinated. He was standing there by the side entrance, hiding, waiting to have me pass by so he could, you know, be a man and, you know, what he considers a man, and hit me from the back using his handicapped daughter that he, whose disease he uses as a trophy, by the way, to get what he's
at. You need to sue Hannity and at least until he apologizes and admits that was a fabrication on his show. But being a CIA commander, he probably won't.
Probably may not go anywhere because the news, they basically, you know, they get away with stuff like that. They always,
they get away with it because people don't stand up to them.
Exactly,
believe me,
exactly.
You start suing people and all. Look, they were trying to put you in prison saying we all attack. They were on the news saying you were choking her and beating her and blood was shooting everywhere. I mean, just total lies.
I mean, they'll say whatever, and people like believing things like this because it's extreme, and people, you know, they like looking for extreme things to believe. They blow
who would imagine this guy was trying to set you up? That's actually pretty common. Folks do stuff like that. You know, it's like all the cases of black kids or Jewish kids painting swastikas on their own dormitory,
right,
and they get caught. I mean, it's basically the same thing. So he's ramming you with it. And going back from memory, didn't he start grabbing you himself or something?
Well, he tried to initiate me to hit him first. He put his finger in my face, and I told him to get out of my face because I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to get me to hit him right in front of Secret Service, in front of the police. And I basically tried to notify an authority figure to let him know that this guy's trying to provoke something to prevent anything in the future. As I was about to do so, he coordinated the attack, and that's when the whole adventure began with me.
Okay, now going from what I heard from Luke and others and you, the Secret Service and police, they went ahead and went along with the lie. How did you defeat them in court?
Well, I mean, the prosecutor himself wasn't really the brightest person. He was a black man from Harvard that believed that he his supervisors tried to use his new star, you know, take on this high profile case. But every single witness he had basically built my case. I mean, one Secret Service guy said I did not resist arrest. Police officer said I did. Levitra said he tried to handcuff me. Another police officer said Levitra's lying. Everyone basically had.
So let's be clear then. Let's be clear because I was getting the second hand from Luke. And last, the Secret Service didn't lie, the New York cops lied. Okay, well, that's good for the Secret Service then.
Right, the Secret Service guy basically said that I did not resist arrest, and, you know.
Yeah, because he's not going to lose his job lying. Okay, that's good.
Exactly. Right. And basically the cop couldn't corroborate anything. Everything was just a big mess. The only thing this guy had was a wheelchair, a book with children's pictures on it, and basically Maureen herself. You know, poor child coming in with a Girl Scout uniform, a little puppy, trying to basically appeal to the jury's emotions. But it wasn't working. The jury was seeing what was going on. You know, it took us a day to pick a jury that would look smart enough to understand this kind of stuff and not be manipulated by emotional appeals. And I think my lawyer did a good job and was a good jury.
They're calling it an acquittal. Were you found not guilty, or how did this play out?
Right, I was found not guilty on those four charges. They tried to get me resisting.
Yeah,
but
see how they spin it? I mean, an acquittal is not guilty, but the average person doesn't know what that means. And you just say not guilty, set up. Look, you need to sue this guy. You need to sue them all. Gary, they're going to continue to go around in corners with a wheelchair, jumping out at people. Ah, you hurt her! You know, and you're walking down the street with your family, and there's a guy waiting with a wheelchair around the corner. I mean, you need to go after this guy.
Yeah, that'll definitely, you know, it's a dream to go after him, and I'll put everything that I have just to make him understand that, you know, you can't do stuff like this.
So were they angry when you were found not guilty?
Well, the guy himself was trying to stand me down the whole time in the courtroom, trying to act like a tough guy, trying to intimidate my lawyer, stepping hard to him when he was asked to leave the stand.
He attacked my daughter, Sean Hannity.
Now tell him this, honey, Stacy say he hit you, all right? I'll give you more ice cream.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's just how it was. He was sitting there yawning the whole time, you know, looking very guilty, looking very...
Tell me what this liar did when I get back. Hey, good news. Neocons defeated again.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, German Tallis found not guilty of a jury by his peers. That's why I have mainstream news with Trump. The American Bar Association wants to abolish juries. Then the lawyers can really rob you. And in England, they're getting rid of juries. I want to get to that at the very end of the show here in a moment. But I was just talking to Jason Burmans, who interviewed you first last night. Literally, she had a real puppy in a Girl Scout outfit. I mean, if you'd have heard this father with his daughter on Sean Hannity, it was so, with him whispering, going, tell them they hit you, all right? And German, this is getting insane. You're saying it was a real puppy or a stuffed puppy on the stand?
Oh, it was crazy. The day before she took the stand, we were looking at a picture of her with the Girl Scout uniform holding a picture of Laura Bush smiling. My lawyer's assistant made a joke. She said, well, where's the puppy? The only thing that's really missing is the puppy. You know, this is disgusting. And next day, she really comes in with the puppy, and she was actually talking about how puppies help her confidence. And the prosecutor was asking a question such as, what other puppies do you have? You have a terrier, I believe. You like playing with your terrier.
So they're like, are you against the world? I mean, I confronted the drug czar, how his second in command got caught shipping in heroin and cocaine. I confront him with the Reuters article, and this is in Police State 2, the takeover, and he says, the baby got hurt, and he goes, baby, trying to, and everybody's going, baby, in the audience, and they go, drugs hurt the babies, and that's like psych warfare. The baby, the puppy, German Tallis is evil. So the jury saw right through this bizarre behavior?
They saw right through it. We did a great job picking the jury. You could really see the people who were really in touch with themselves and could understand facts. And we did a good job in picking the jury. I believe that, you know, people, once they have an emotional appeal, if their mind is not strong enough, they follow their animal instinct and they go with what sounds good as opposed to what's underneath the surface.
I had my London Guardian article here, and it's very upsetting to me because I wanted to show it before the show ended, where they're ending juries in England. And they try to make you not take one. Here it is. Court allows first juryless criminal trial, and then you actually read that they've had thousands. This is just one where the people tried to sue, demanding a criminal trial with juries, and they said no, and it's a secret trial. Court allows first juryless criminal trial, London Guardian. So for years they've been trying to force you not to take them, but this is one that was found in court. They say no more juries. So, well, thank God you got your jury, and as the people stop trusting the government more and more, they're going to try to get rid of juries, so we got to fight for those. I know it's extreme, and I'm evil and probably a terrorist because I believe we should be able to protest. The Army now says that's terrorism, and I believe in the First Amendment and juries. I mean, I'm so evil. Well, Mr. Tallis, wearechange.org. I'm just glad the listeners and everybody supported you. I'm glad your lawyer did a good job. Praise God for this victory. What happened when you defeated the goblin? What did he do when he heard not guilty?
Thanks a lot, Alex. You've been a great help in this whole manner. I really don't know what he did. He left the courtroom after he was dismissed as a non-credible witness. And I guess he's probably biting his nails, beating his wife, drinking. He looks like a character that would do something like that.
Well, we don't know he's doing that, but he certainly lied about you. Certainly lied about you.
Right, definitely did. I really don't know what he's up to, but based upon the character that he is, that he would use his daughter as a weapon, I believe that he's not doing something productive right now.
Well, he really has savaged you, and you need to demand a retraction from him. But you've been found not guilty in court, and Mr. Tallis, God bless you, and we're glad that you got out of this time their attempt to run a false flag attack. There you are exposing the false flag attack of 9/11, and this guy runs a false flag staged attack on you. Tried to frame you for that. Mr. Tallis, good hearing from you. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
God bless, Alex. You're doing a great job.
You too, my friend. All right. We'll be back right now in retransmission, one place, InfoWars.com, and the free podcast at InfoWars.com. And this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Be sure and join me. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.